With an urgent manhunt underway for suspects in the Brussels terror attacks, pressure on Belgium reached a new high, the country's interior minister offering to resign.
If you put everything in a row, then you can say that you can indeed ask big questions in a number of areas about the Justice Department and the developments afterwards, and also about the police.
Criticism has come in from all over, with Turkey's president saying at least one of the suicide bombers should have been on Belgium's radar.
We informed the Belgian embassy with a note about the deportation on July 14th. The Belgians released him.
Some U.S. officials have also been critical, but what has them especially worried is that shortfalls in Belgium and other European countries are not new, many of them dating back to the terror attacks in Madrid and London in 2004 and 2005.
We need to speed up some of the proposals we've put on the table to find the money to make sure that terrorists can't use credit cards or prepaid cards, to make sure that we track where the weapons are.
There is hope a new European counterterrorism center will help. Still, many current and former counterterror officials say a wake-up call is long overdue.
Not many of our European friends have their game at the level we have it at when it comes to sharing information.
There's also concern about empowering Europe's security agencies, making sure they have the legal and technological reach to get critical intelligence in a timely fashion.
Now I predict it's going to create great stress within Europe as these various nations begin to realize that they may have to recalibrate this necessary balance between their citizens' privacy and their right to life.
As one U.S. official puts it, the Islamic State terror groups lighting a match, forcing security agencies to race against the flames. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.